He could spell it, but I never could spell it. I don't know just how he spelled it. But now Eck, he can tell you. He can spell it. See, he's got a good education. He used to be postmaster here at Winfield. Mm-hmm. And he can spell it.
How much education did your grandparents on your father's side have?
Well, he didn't get, might say, any. My grandfather, on my father's side, poor fellow, he couldn't even write his name. So after I got up large, you know, he wanted anything signed, I'd write his name for him. He couldn't read or write, but he had plenty of brains. Mm-hmm. He is a sensible man, and he could do most any kind of business. And you could figure he used to raise a lot of cotton. There wasn't no Winfield, wasn't here then. They carried the cotton to Alexandria. And he sold it to a fellow named Bolden down there. And Mr. Bolden, he'd figure it up how much it come to. And he'd tell my grandfather how much it came to. Let me get you some more water. And he'd tell my grandfather how much it came to. And my grandfather would say, just wait just a few minutes. Grandfather would step out of the store, and he'd figure it up in his head. He'd tell him just exactly what it was.
Did your grandmother on your father's side have much education?
No, she didn't have much education.
Could she read and write?
Well, she could read some, but I don't think she ever did write. Oh, she could write a little, but not very much. Now, you know, back in those days, children didn't get to go to school much. They worked all the time. Everybody farmed. And so it kept them busy, might say, the year around, to keep the place up. And everybody raised stock, most everybody did too. And it always... Of course, they didn't have Jersey cows in the milk. They just had woods cows. And whether it was a big family, maybe they'd milk six or seven head of cows.
What do you mean, woods? What kind of cow?
Well, just, might say, common cow, just woods cows. They didn't have Jersey cows like they do now and get it stood up, you know, and fed and give lots of milk. They just let the cows go in the woods and then milk them. Of course, now in the wintertime, they'd feed them a little. But they didn't feed them dairy feed. They didn't have any dairy feed then. They'd feed them cotton seed and nubbins of corn and shucks, hay, and stuff like that.
Tell me about your wife. How old?
Which?
Your wife. How old is she?
And she's
70. 67.
67.
Yeah. Where was she born?
In Calahua Parish.
She can tell you more about that than I can.
Calahua Parish?
Calahua Parish at Archie, Louisiana.
What was your maiden name?
Smith.
Where were your parents born?
Calahua Parish.
You know about before that?
Huh?
You know, going further back than that?
No, I don't know anything about my grandparents or anything. Just my, you know, mother and daddy. And my mother died when I was 4 years old, you see. And I don't remember her too well.
How far did you get in school? 10th grade? And you Baptist too?
Baptist, We go up here to Carvin Church.
Tell me what Winfield was like when you were growing up.